Lead singer Ian McCulloch and guitarist Will Sargent have led Echo and the Bunnymen since their inception in 1983, when their swirling psychedelic mix was not in vogue in punk England. After time apart for almost a decade, Ian and the band got a rejuvenation with the Evergreen album in 1997, and now their influence has never been greater as they release Siberia, the new album, in 2005. We'll talk in a bit as we begin this session with Stormy Weather. This is Echo and the Bunnymen, live on the World Cafe. Stormy Weather, the strong song from Siberia that begins the disc, because we were really happy that Echo and the Bunnymen have joined us today. A six-piece on the road. Will Sargent, who all's playing with you and Ian?
Gordy on guitar, Gordy Gowdy, Steve Brown on bass, Simon Finley, F-I-N-L-E-Y, on drums, Paul Fleming on keyboards.
Well, I read a quote from you that you were you didn't quite understand why all the fuss over this album, and people are really kind of saying, "Wow, this record is really a great one." Is that just because you feel it's in a line of what you guys have been doing lately since you got back together in '97, or?
Well, you know, every album you do, you kind of like think it's the best thing you've ever done, you know.
Right, right.
And it's like, why, you know, to me it just sounds like another great Bunnymen album. That's what I was sort of saying when I did them things. So it just sort of fits in with the rest of them really good. But obviously, you know, so many people have been going on about it that, you know, we must have just got the balance right, I think, yeah, you know.
Also the timing, because so many people, seem to sound like Echo and the Bunnymen nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good time for this album to be out, and it shows people who may be fans of some of these newer bands what the original sounds like.
But back when you guys began, your sound was not whatever, it was kind of out of the mainstream for what was going on then.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were 25 years ahead of our time, and now people have realised that, and that's why they're trying to rip off Crocodiles. So in another 25 years' time, they'll be trying to rip off In the Margins off this.
Exactly. Well, do you want to go back and do something, going back to the first couple?
Is that where we're... What's the next track?
I think Nothing Lasts.
Oh, Nothing Lasts Forever, yeah.
Hold on.
This is from the Evergreen album.
Nothing ever lasts forever.
Nothing Lasts Forever from the 97 album, as Ian points out, sort of come back when the band got back together, and they've been on a real string ever since. Echo and the Bunnymen are playing live for us today on the Cafe. There was a time when being from the north of England was kind of seen as kind of a detriment for a band. I was wondering if Siberia has anything to do with that, or doesn't seem that way
well,
anymore.
I don't know. The northwest of England is where the best music comes from, generally.
Nowadays, yeah. And then, too, I guess, if you look at the...
Well, and lots of B bands, like the Beatles, the Bunnymen, Joy Division, and New Border. Yeah, I don't know. It's I think northwestern bands, more us than anyone, I think, but even the likes of New Order, Stone Roses, there was a kind of a sense that we're out of the mainstream, and you know, it's the same socially as well. It's Liverpool especially, it's a city that is often regarded by the rest of England as the mischievous, dodgy place. That I think it should be a principality, and I should be the prince. But it's definitely different from the rest of England. We have our own rules, and people seem to like us from afar, but don't like to admit it. You know, it's like everything's run from London or Manchester.
Right.
And we're seen as like the black sheep, I suppose.
You know, Ian, you brought up this kind of Mysterioso, northwest England kind of thing. It's also kind of a frontman, I mean, a Mysterioso thing that you carry off really, really well. I mean, this is the third time we've talked. I've never seen your eyes. Is it important for somebody to kind of affect that nowadays as much as it was when you were younger?
Well, it's important for me to be able to see. And these are prescription glasses. And I like them because the prescription, they're so thick, the lenses goes on -6 or something. If they were clear, they'd look like milk bottle top bottoms. And Mysterioso, I don't know, I think it's just the way I am, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Honest.
We were talking about people catching up with the early Bunnymen albums, and you want to do something that goes way back now?
Yeah, this is from the second album, Have No Bear. It's called The Disease, and we're going to segue into another song off Siberia, Scissors in the Sand. My life's the disease. It could always change with comparative ease, just given the chance. My life is the earth, twixt muscle and speed. We wait for the worst, digging for just one chance. As prospects diminish, as nightmares swell, some pray for heaven while we live in hell. My life's the disease. My life's the disease. From heaven, don't waste them. If you get jobs from heaven, don't waste them. Don't waste them.
We'll be right back.
All That Jazz, Scissors in the Sand, and The Disease, all as it happens live every night, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, finishing up our live set today with Echo and the Bunnymen. Thank you so much for playing live.
Thank you.
A real treat. Echo and the Bunnymen, our guests, and we'll return in a moment here on the World Cafe. Thanks again to Ian McCulloch and all the members of Echo and the Bunnymen for joining us live today. That new album, Siberia, is available at our World Cafe website, our CD store there at worldcafe.npr.org.